because I see men who have chosen to come here to raise their heads in commitment, to raise their heads in determination to bring an end to gender-based violence. And I applaud you for that. And I thank you. You are here because you have taken a stand and you are ready to stand up and be counted as men and boys who declare that not in my name. I'd like to congratulate the provincial government for convening this men's indaba and for the absolutely outstanding organization that I have never seen in the Free State, of seeing so many people seated and listening carefully. I say thank you to the provincial government for doing so. We are meeting as South Africa and the world as we observe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. The recent crime statistics for the first two quarters of 25 and 26 financial year paint a worrying picture. And despite there being a drop in serious crimes around the country, contact sexual offences and attempted sexual offences have gone up. That means that more women and girls and even young boys have been victims of sexual assault, rape, and attempted rape. And as we have heard, every day across this beautiful country of ours, the safety and dignity of women and children is being undermined by the actions of violent men. Violent men who abuse our women, who abuse our sisters, our wives, our mothers, our grandmothers, and our little girls. As I've said many times in the past, gender-based violence is not a problem of women. Asibomme baba kang matata ana a gender-based violence. Gender-based violence is the actions of men and about the terrible crimes that men commit against the women of our country. Some, in the name of culture and tradition, commit these crimes in the name of proving their masculinity, commit these crimes in the name of all forms of justifications, commit these crimes. Minister Chikunga and Minister Kubai and Minister Tolasha, I didn't see if she's here, have outlined the progress and the actions that continue to be taken to support survivors of gender-based violence. Earlier today, for example, we opened a sexual offences court, Ko Botshabelo, as part of the ongoing work to support survivors and to ensure that they get justice for the crimes that are perpetrated against them. But the reality is that we can talk the whole day. Re ka bua e seng letsatsi le le leng, re ka bua matsatsi a mangata, but nnete ya sala, nnete ke hore banna a re hlomphe basadi. Banna ha re bona batho ba basadi re bona dikatana fela. Men must respect the women of South Africa. They are the most valuable asset that this country has. And men must stop abusing the assets of this country, which are the women of our country.